Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. In a recent study conducted by Sprout Social on how brands are annoying customers on social media, it found that real estate is the fourth most annoying industry, only to be beaten by government, banking or finance, and advertising. In their survey of over 1,000 Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram users, Sprout Social set out to determine what annoys people most about brands on these platforms, what drives them to unfollow a brand, and which industries are on the right side of the line. The survey starts with one of the most important questions, I believe, that brands with a social media presence today need to consider. What annoys people most about brands on these platforms? 57% of respondents said that too many promotional messages was the most annoying action taken by brands on social media, followed second by brands who are using slang or jargon in their posts. The number one reason why people unfollow a brand on social media was also because of too many promotional messages, followed closely second by information that isn't relevant to them. Today, you'd be lucky to reach 1% of your followers on social media unless you boost your posts. So couple this with the data from Sprout Social's research, and you might be wondering if social media is really worth all that time and effort from a business perspective. Luckily, there is another channel that many real estate professionals have neglected over the years that still reigns supreme when it comes to engaging your followers. It's email. You've probably heard the phrase, email is dead, but the facts simply don't back it up. In a study published by Optin Monster on November 8th, 2016, just 2 days prior to the recording of this podcast, email is the clear winner over social media by far when it comes to marketing channels for business. Firstly, on the channel with the most users globally, email has 2.6 billion. Versus 1.7 billion on social media. On which channel people check first each day, email is the clear favorite with 58% versus social media with only 11%. The majority of consumers check their email first thing each day before anything else online. On which channel performs best for direct purchases or inquiries on a product or service, email wins again at 66% of users saying they made a purchase as a result of a marketing message from this channel, versus social media with just 20% of the vote. In terms of organic reach, email trumps social media by a long shot, with 79% of email users receiving content that a brand sends to them, versus social media at less than 1%. When asked which channel people prefer to receive messages from brands, 77% said email and only 4% said social media. The bottom line? Email is still the number one channel that consumers use to communicate with brands online. There is absolutely no reason to ditch email for social media marketing, and when you hear someone tell you that email is dead, you have my permission to share this podcast with them. That being said, comparing email and social media is like comparing apples and oranges. Social media and email marketing are not mutually exclusive. Smart real estate professionals are using the two together. Social media is a powerful marketing tool to drive traffic to your own website, whereby you can convert them into email subscribers with all sorts of things such as content offers, blog subscriptions, downloads, resources, or information that they would be happy to hand over their email address for, such as off-market listings, for example. Now, you're probably thinking, but Josh, no one opens emails anymore. Well, they do, but they only open what's relevant to them. And you're probably the same. After deleting the barrage of spam out of your inbox each morning, you read what interests you. What's relevant to you? Your consumers are no different. People today, more than ever, want relevant marketing on the platforms that they prefer. Instead of what we typically do in real estate, which is create marketing that is relevant to a very small few and publish it on the platforms that we prefer, essentially spamming a lot of people to try and get to a few. So what say you? Are you buying into the hype of social media at the neglect of the power of email? My hope after today is that you'll think about what information you can publish on your own website that people would hand over their email address for, and how you can turn your social media followers into your email subscribers. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.